Hello and happy Friday. This is Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up on the news you need before the weekend. We're going to talk about gun violence today, specifically how to discuss it with children. But I will leave you with some ideas for the weekend, courtesy of Haley's Happy Hour. It's Friday, August 29th. Let's get you up to date. First, though, we'll start with vaccines. After new limitations on COVID-19 vaccines came down from the Food and Drug Administration this week, Pennsylvania lawmakers are weighing a measure that would require insurers to keep covering the shots and others. Kylie Kaczynski reports for WVIA.
Health insurance policies are guided by federal recommendations, so the FDA's limitation of the new COVID-19 vaccine to only those 65 and older or those with conditions that make them more vulnerable could mean millions of people will have to pay out of pocket if they want a shot this fall. State Representative Arvin Venkat introduced a bill Thursday that would grandfather in federal recommendations that predate the Trump administration. The bill would also require insurance companies in Pennsylvania to cover immunizations approved by the state health department. Venkat is a Pittsburgh emergency room physician. He said the bill aligns with his Hippocratic Oath.
Health is far more than what any health professional does in the four walls of the clinic or the hospital or the emergency department. Health is whether we have a public health infrastructure that prevents illness when it can be prevented.
The bill has been referred to the House Insurance Committee. Kylie Kaczynski in Pittsburgh.
Now, just to prepare you, this next story deals with gun violence. A shooting at a Minnesota Catholic school on Wednesday left two children dead and 17 others injured. The shooting has dominated headlines and renewed parents' fears as Pennsylvania students head back to school. WVIA's Lydia McFarland spoke with mental health experts from the region who offered insight on how to talk to children about gun violence.
Brooke Bufano works at the Scranton Counseling Center. She says their therapists are direct, but vague with the kids. They answer questions and provide reassurance.
Maybe not focusing so much on the details of the recent shooting that occurred or what could happen in general, to try not to give them too much information and overwhelm them.
Laura Jacoby says conversations also have to be age appropriate and honest. She works at Children's Service Center in Wilkes-Barre.
So we're not going to go into great detail with a kindergartner or preschooler about all the details of the situation, but maybe making it more general in terms of there are people who unfortunately hurt other people.
Stephen Craig is Marywood University's Director of Counseling and Student Development. He says parents need to check in with themselves when violence occurs.
Part of caring for our children is also just making sure that we're taking care of ourselves.
Dr. Brenna Lash works in child psychology at Geisinger. She says parents should be strategic about when to bring up the topic, like when their children are really focused on an activity.
So it can sometimes feel easier for them to open up about their feelings, like while they're doing something else.
In Pittston, I'm Lydia McFarland, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. You can find more of this story at WVIA.org. More up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit wvia.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. All right, it's Friday, so let's change gears a little bit. It's time to make some weekend plans with Haley's Happy Hour.
I'm Haley O'Brien. This is Haley's Happy Hour, a weekly segment from WVIA News about upcoming events. This weekend, La Festa Italiana takes over downtown Scranton Friday through Monday. I'm joined by President and Chairman Chris DiMatteo.
La Festa was started in 1976 when organizations were encouraged to provide some type of a festival, you know, that promoted their heritage and, you know, why they came to this country. So the Italians did it in Lackawanna County on Columbus Day, just one day.
So it wasn't as big as it was now.
Oh, gosh, no. In 1980, they were having the festival on 2 days, Columbus Day weekend. And I believe in 1980, it snowed. So in 1981, they moved the festival to a three-day festival, Labor Day weekend. And when First Friday became popular in downtown Scranton many years ago, we changed it to 4 days. So we're now Friday through Labor Day Monday. And this is our 49th year. Next year will be 50.
Wow. Anything new this year?
There's several new entertainers. There's several new vendors. We try to focus on having, you know, local vendors that sell Italian food. But there's obviously some other vendors that'll come in and sell other ethnic, like seafood or other ethnic food. But for the most part, 75 to 80% of the vendors are selling some type of Italian cuisine.
I love La Festa because I think it's a really great opportunity to try pizza and different foods from so many different places that are local all at once.
Yeah, they're the highlight of the festival for people coming down. Of course, the major highlight I always think is great live entertainment with live bands on two stages for free.
Yeah, I noticed quite a few local names on the entertainment list. Lorenzo Pugliese,
yeah.
TJ Capobianco. And you, right?
Yeah, we've been doing the Sinatra gig for a number of years. And I bring in my friend Andy Domino from Las Vegas. And this year we're bringing Marilyn Monroe. So who is in her, you know, she's really been an entertainer herself and has been in several movies and TV shows portraying, you know, Marilyn Monroe. So it should be fun. And TJ, if TJ's a local kid, it's done well, you know, performing on the Met. And now Lorenzo Pugliese, I met and I said, boy, you know, I'd love to see if you could perform at La Festa. And I said, can you do Frankie Valli? And he does. And so we're going to do a brief show of a Frankie Valli tribute with the Brass and Ivory Band right before our Billy Joel spectacular. So that's all on Saturday night.
So it's not only a showcase of the Italian culture and food, but a whole lot of entertainment, too. A
lot of entertainment. And the courthouse is just a unique venue to have it as well, because if you've traveled to Europe, it's still to today, there's an area in every town that's kind of like their piazza, you know, where they have a statue of some type of a fountain. And that's where people gather, and they gather and they talk politics and they greet families or they have a little festival or they just, you know, gather just to have an espresso, a cappuccino, and chat. Well, the courthouse is the perfect venue in downtown Scranton for that. I wish there was a festival there every weekend, but it really provides that piazza effect, if you will, in downtown Scranton.
I'm Haley O'Brien. This is Haley's Happy Hour.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the Labor Day weekend? Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening this week, and enjoy the three-day weekend if you get one. I'll actually be off on Monday, so Lydia McFarlane will be here to get you caught up. Remember to subscribe and listen every weekday so you don't miss a beat. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.